Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
Shalom and good morning. This is Karen and I am your reader today. Today is Thursday, April the 4th. Which is also the 25th of Adar 2nd on the Hebrew calendar. Our parasha, or Torah portion, this week is Shmini, which means 8th, and our reading today is going to be from Leviticus chapter 10, verses 16 through 20. Today in history, King Jehoiachin is brought out of prison, apparently to be fully released 2 days later. And this comes from Jeremiah chapter 52, verses 31 through 34, and 2 Kings chapter 25, verses 27 through 30, which says, "In the 12th month, on the 25th of the month, the evil Meriadoc, king of Babylon, in the first year of his reign, showed favor to Jehoiachin, king of Yehuda, and brought him out of prison." Before we get started, though, let's take this moment, as we always do, to bless God and thank Him for His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Then Moshe searched carefully for the goat of the sin offering, and noticed it had been burned up. So he snapped at Eleazar and Itamar, the surviving sons of Aaron, saying, "Why have you not eaten the sin offering in the place of the sanctuary, since it is most holy? And he gave it to you in order to bear the iniquity of the congregation, to make atonement for them before the Lord. Look, its blood was not brought into the inner part of the sanctuary. You certainly should have eaten it in the sanctuary, as I commanded." But Aaron said to Moshe, "Behold, today they presented their sin offering and their burnt offering before the Lord. When things like this have happened to me, would it have been good in the eyes of the Lord if I had eaten the sin offering today?" When Moshe heard this, it was good in his eyes. That was Leviticus, or Vayikra, chapter 10, verses 16 through 20. Now in our reading in the prophets, or the Nevi'im, we are reading in Yeshayahu, or Isaiah, chapter 23. "The burden of Tyre, whale ships of Tarshish, for Tyre is destroyed. There is no house and no harbor. From the land of Cyprus it was revealed to them. Be still, inhabitants of the coastland, you merchants of Sidon, your messengers crossing the sea. On many waters the grain of Shihor, the harvest of the Nile, was her revenue, and a marketplace of the nations. Be ashamed, O Sidon, for the sea has spoken, the stronghold of the sea, saying, 'I have not writhed or have given birth. I have not reared young men or brought up maidens.' When the report reaches Egypt, they will be in anguish at the report about Tyre. Cross over to Tarshish, wail, you inhabitants of the island. Is this your jubilant city, whose antiquity is from long ago, whose feet have taken her to settle in far-off lands? Who planned this against Tyre, the crowning city, whose merchants were princes, whose traders were the honored of the earth? The Lord Sevaoth has planned it, to defile the pride of all glory, to shame all the honor of the earth. Overflow through your land like the Nile, O daughter of Tarshish. There is no restraint anymore. His hand has stretched out over the sea. He has shaken the kingdoms. The Lord has given a commandment concerning Canaan to destroy its strongholds. He said, "You will exult no more, O crushed virgin daughter of Sidon. Arise, cross over to Cyprus. Even there you will have no rest. Look, the land of the Chaldeans, this is the people who no longer exist. Assyria set it up for their desert animals. They set up their siege towers. They stripped its palaces. They made it a ruin. Wail, you ships of Tarshish, for your stronghold is destroyed. Then it will come about in that day that Tyre will be forgotten for 70 years, like the days of one king. At the end of 70 years, it will happen to Tyre, just as in the song of the prostitute. Take a harp, stroll about the city, forgotten harlot. Skillfully play many songs so you may be remembered. Then it will come about after the end of 70 years that the Lord will take note of Tyre. She will return to her trade and will prostitute herself with all the kingdoms of the world on the face of the earth. Yet her profits and her wages will be set apart to the Lord. They will not be stored up or hoarded, for her profit will be for those who dwell in the presence of the Lord as ample food and as fine clothing." That was Isaiah chapter 23. And now in our reading in the writings, or the Ketuvim today, we are in Proverbs, or Mishle, chapter 7. "My son, keep my words, and treasure my mitzvot within you. Keep my mitzvot and live, my teaching as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, 'You are my sister,' and call understanding a relative. They will keep you from a seducing woman, from the foreign woman with her seductive speech. For at the window of my house, I looked out through my lattice. I saw among the naive, I noticed among the youth, a young man lacking understanding, crossing the street near her corner, walking in the direction of her house. In twilight of the evening, in the darkest hours of the night, all of a sudden a woman meets him, dressed as a prostitute and with cunning heart. She is loud and defiant. Her feet never stay at home. Now in the streets, now in the squares, at every corner she lurks. So she grabs him and kisses him, and with a brazen face says to him, 'I had to sacrifice fellowship offerings today. I paid my vows. So I've come out to meet you, to seek your presence eagerly, and I found you. I have spread my couch with tapestries. I dyed Egyptian linens. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let's drink our fill of love till morning. Let's delight ourselves with love. For my husband is not home. He has gone on a long journey. He took a bag of money with him. He won't come home until full moon.' With her persistent pleading, she entices him. With smooth talk, she seduces him. Suddenly, he follows her like an ox going to the slaughter, like a stag bounding toward a trap, till an arrow pierces its liver, like a bird darting into a snare. He never considered his own soul. Now then, sons, listen to me. Pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn to her ways or stray into her paths. For many are the victims she has brought down, and numerous are all her slain. Her house is a highway to Sheol, leading down to the chambers of death." That was Proverbs chapter 7. Now for our final portion today in the apostolic writings, we are reading in Acts chapter 24. After 5 days, the Kohen HaGadol, Ananias, came down with some of the elders and an attorney named Tutelius. They brought formal charges against Paul before the governor. When Paul was called in, Tertullus began accusing him, saying, "We are enjoying much peace through you, and reforms are introduced for this nation because of your foresight. We acknowledge this, most excellent Felix, in every way, in every place, with all gratitude. But in order that we may not weary you any longer, I beg you, in your kindness, to hear us briefly. For we have found this man to be a pest, stirring up riots among the Jewish people throughout the world, a ringleader of the sect of the Nazatim. He even tried to defile the temple, but we seized him. By examining him yourself, you will be able to learn from him all these things about which we accuse him." The Judean leaders also joined in the attack, affirming that these things were true. When the governor nodded for him to speak, Paul responded, "Knowing that you have been judge over this nation for many years, I gladly make my own defense. As you can verify, it is no more than 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem to worship. They did not find me arguing with anyone or enticing a riot, not in the temple or in the synagogues or anywhere else in the city. Nor can they prove to you the charges they now bring against me. But this I confess to you, that according to the way, which they called a sect, I worship the God of our fathers, believing everything written in the Torah and the prophets. In God I have a hope, which these men also wait for, that there will surely be a resurrection of both the righteous and the unrighteous. Therefore, I do my best always to have a clear conscience before both God and man. Now, after several years, I come to bring tzedakah to my country for the poor and to do present offerings. As I was doing this, they found me in the temple, having been purified without any crowd or uproar. But there were some Jewish people from Asia who ought to be here before you to present charges if they have anything against me. Or let these men themselves tell what wrongdoing they found when I stood before the Sanhedrin. Except for this one cry I shouted out while standing among them, it is about the resurrection of the dead that today I am on trial before you." But Felix, having a rather extensive knowledge of the way, put them off, saying, "When Lucius, the commander, comes down, I will rule on your case." Then he gave the centurion orders for Paul to be kept in custody, and yet have some freedom, and not to prevent any of his friends from attending to his needs. Now some days after Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish, he sent for Paul and listened to him speak about faith in Messiah Yeshua. But as he was arguing about righteousness, self-control, and the coming judgment, Felix became afraid and said, "Go away for now. When I find time, I will summon you." At the same time, too, he was hoping that money would be given to him by Paul, so he sent for him frequently and would talk with him. But after 2 years had passed, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus, and wishing to do the Judean leaders a favor, Felix left Paul in prison. That was Acts chapter 24. If you are reading through the apostolic writings twice this year, today you would also read Revelation chapter 18. And that concludes our time together today, busy moms. May you have a blessed rest of the day. And until next time, this is Karen wishing you shalom from the Golan Heights.